waking up next to you, live from somewhere around Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Ah, yes. Sorry.
I mean, it is the weekend breakfast.
But it's also
Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, that's it, Straya Sunday, coming right at you. Look out, welcome to the end of your week. Welcome to the show. Of course, we are Jimmy and Nath. We are here with you and we are stoked to be so. Look, we had some issues yesterday with Jim. He couldn't get to the show. Of course, we had some massive tech issues. Now, I'm hoping that he is here now because he showed up late and I don't know if he's going to be here. Jim, have we got you there anywhere? Can you hear us?
Happy Sunday.
Oh, you're not still on the phones, are you?
Oh, it's good to be on the phones, mate.
For some reason that we might have you on the microphone today, but you've gotten so used to it.
Yeah, look, if you missed yesterday's show, I did half the show on the phone, and I just want to stay on the phone for today. I'm just at home. I'm in bed.
The power's gone to your head. The power has absolutely gone to your head.
It really has.
Okay, here's what I need you to do, something pretty special. Hang up the phone and walk inside the studio, because I can see you standing outside the studio.
Hey!
I can see you walking outside.
Fine, I'll come and do the show
It's gone to your head, mate. Now, that's the thing now. Even if you wanted to do the show from the phone in bed, you still came in.
Yeah. I enjoyed being on the phone yesterday. But
did you? Well, somebody did.
Few tech issues if you missed it yesterday. No, it's good to be back in the studio with you and be on the microphone.
We're all back together, guys. Mm. And producer Grace is there too. She's excited to be back. You excited to be back, mate?
Yeah, I love being back. Well, I never left.
You don't look that stoked.
You don't look over
no,
the moon.
I am. It's good to be here.
Give me a big smile.
There we go. That's better. It just seems forced this morning.
You asked me to smile.
Did you get on the... Did you have a few margaritas last night, did you?
No, I didn't. I actually was up later than I anticipated. My partner, Diana, slipped their patella out, so we had a...
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so you did have a few margaritas last night, did you?
No, I wish.
What were you doing?
Nothing weird, I promise. It was just a...
Hey, sex isn't weird.
Exactly.
Everyone does it. Don't be ashamed.
It wasn't a sex thing.
Is the other guy injured too?
What's his name?
Did they get in the ambo together? What's wrong? What? Don't look at us like that.
I'm just letting you have your little bit so you can come back and be serious.
Oh, because that's what this show is, just radiating seriousness.
And now it's time for the serious parts of the Jimmy and Nath Show.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. They're exclusive. They are limited edition.
Oh, my God.
They are very exclusive.
Wait. I've already said that. Who wrote this?
Yeah, sorry. They wanted that one again for some odd reason. Don't know why.
It's Jimmy and Nate's Up Early Mick Mugs.
Hi, this is Mick, and these are Mick's Mugs.
Yeah, well said, Dad. It is Mick's Mugs every time we start a new job, Dad. My old man, Big Mickey, he's made the team Mugs, Jim, which he then sends off to his mug guy, and he gets a limited run made. We give them away to people around Australia who can prove that they deserve them. Very, very simple task. Different ways you can prove, Jim. Different ways you can prove you deserve a Mick's Mug. What are you thinking?
Something that hasn't been done, which I don't know if it can be done this morning, but... I would love to hear someone smash a mug.
Oh, smash their existing
mug. Yes.
I love that.
A lot of people have said they will get rid of an old mug. Yeah. No one has like gone, hey, boys, listen to this.
Yes. I want to hear physical destruction. Yes.
I would love to hear that this morning. I don't want to put the pressure on Australia, but if you can destroy a mug... Even if it's a plate and you pretend it's a mug.
Yeah, but we don't need to know that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the beauty of radio. We can only hear the sound.
As long as I hear something smashing, I'll be okay.
And we're not experts at the sound of things smashing. You know what I mean? No. It could be, not anything, because if you throw a pen on the ground, that clearly wasn't a mug. But you're so right.
You can't really smash a keep cup either.
All right, well, that's a great way to do it.
Don't do that either, because keep cups are good.
You're so right.
You know what they're keeping, though?
The environment safe.
Mm.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah. I'm going to say my coffee hot, but yes, the environment too is important.
All right, very simple, Australia. Only one person each and every week gets one of these Mick mugs. If you want one, 131060. This is your opportunity, your one opportunity this week to score one. You've got to call right now. People message us on the Instagram. People come up to us on the street. They call at all random points in the morning to try and get one of these. No, your opportunity is now. 131060. If you would like to get your hands on the rarest, the most exclusive limited edition prize on Australian radio, you got to call Jimmy Nath right now. 131060. Someone is getting a Mick mug next.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
You got Jimmy Nath, and we're giving away these.
They're exclusive. They are limited edition.
Oh my God.
They are very exclusive.
Wait. I've already said that. Who wrote this?
Yeah, sorry. They wanted that one again for some odd reason. Don't know why.
It's Jimmy and Nate's Up Early Mick Mugs.
Hi, this is Mick, and these are Mick's Mugs.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. These are the hottest, most sought-after things on Australian radio. Every time we start a new job, my old man Mickey, he's made the team mugs. Which he sends off to his mug guy. There is only a limited run of these, and people need to prove that they deserve one. Otherwise, they don't get one. That's the thing. And people want them, man. I mean, you're in charge of the socials. How many people are messaging for these things?
So heaps.
So many. Countless.
It's, yeah.
Countless.
It would be silly of me to go through the DMs.
Mm. You've got... Just at full stop?
Just full
at
stop,
all.
Yeah. Filth bags asking for nude photos.
Oh, the pictures that people are sending in exchange for a Mick mug. Outrageous. All right, Amber from Hobart. Hello, Amber. Welcome to the show. Amber. Amber, we got you there.
Mm.
Amber, we got you?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, yes. Amber. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Sorry. Good, good. How are you guys?
So I just realised, Amber, you were probably just screaming yes the whole time. We just couldn't hear you.
Yes, I was like, yes. Hear me?
She wasn't pausing for dramatic pause.
But yeah. She's been yelling. It's like, where? Yeah, sorry. We got you now, though, Amber.
You got me.
Okay, Amber, let us know. Why do you think you deserve an exclusive limited edition Mick mug?
Well, I don't know if you guys can tell a little bit, but I've lost my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just don't have a mix mug to be able to drink out of and keep hydrated.
Mm. And as we know, a mix mug, perfect for a sore throat.
Perfect. To keep hydrated.
If you put a lemon and ginger tea in a mick mug, it increases your ability to recover from a sore throat by like 20%. Unconfirmed.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Amber, I said something earlier. I don't know if you can help me out here, but we haven't had it, but I'd love to hear a mug being smashed in return for a Mick mug.
I've collected four just mugs that I could find as fast as I could to just destroy.
You got four mugs? We only wanted one, but four's great.
No, I'm committed. I'm committed to this Mick mug. That's how passionate I am for a Mick mug.
Are you going to break all of them at once or one at a time? Or
I would go probably one at a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
For safety reasons. Mm. Amber, I do want to say that just because you're breaking four mugs doesn't mean you get four Mick mugs, okay?
No, definitely. I'd say breaking four mugs would equal to one Mick mug.
Yeah. See? And humble. I love that. Okay. All right. You got mug number one there. Where are you smashing them, Amber? Paint the picture for us.
I might be outside in the car park right now.
Okay. All right. Okay. Amber, when you're ready, smash mug number one. That was 100% a smash mug. Okay, yeah. I love this. Okay.
I mean, Amber, you don't have to smash four if you want.
you don't have to smash all four, Amber, unless you want to.
Oh, I want to.
Okay. Okay, it sounds like you've got to get some stuff off your chest.
How about I smash the next three all at once?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Oh, see, Amber's all even right. Using her radio mind to be like, the boys probably haven't got time.
Amber's like, boys are going to wrap this one up.
Jeez, all, right. All three at once, Amber. I'll give you a 3-2-1. You just do it, okay? And you do that, you have guaranteed yourself a Mick mug, all right?
No worries.
Okay, here we go. 3-2-1. Sound smashed. Well done, Amber!
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
Please welcome producer Grace for some gossip.
Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace.
turns out that Bluey predicted that Queensland would win in its State of Origin episode.
Sing along if you know Australia.
Dad!
What's the next one?
Bingo!
Bingo. Yeah,
the, and then the big we all know this one. Here we go. Bluey! Should have practiced that.
In the season 3 episode titled The Decider, Queensland wins the Origin just like they did in real life earlier this week. So I'm going to tell you some things that happened in the Bluey episode. You two are the sports people, so you tell me if that actually happened, all right?
Oh, this is good. This ticks all boxes.
You were talking about this episode, Nath, on the late night show.
Yes.
Because it has commentary from Ray.
They got Rabs doing Warren, it. Yeah. But the ironic thing is Rabs didn't even do the actual game because he's retired and he decided to do the cartoon dog version. Obviously pays more. all right, game producer Grace. Yeah.
Okay, so the Max... match ended up with New South Wales doing really well in the first half and taking a lead into half time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Two-point lead.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Then Queensland crawled back in the second half and won the game.
That's true.
Yeah absolutely. Yep.
Okay. There's also a mention of Queensland being denied a try by the video referee.
Yep, that happened.
Yeah, but it was never a try. So.
They were denied tries on review by the bunker several times.
Yep,
I don't know what that means, but that's what it says happened.
It means exactly how you explained it. They were denied tries. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Well, that's it.
Oh, is that it? Well, I mean, Bluey nailed it. Well done, no, Bluey.
Have you got the score there, Grace?
No.
Okay, that was the big thing. Oh. So Bluey got the score exactly right.
Oh, wow. That's so huge.
Yeah, the score that was on the Bluey TV.
Why are we leading with this?
Well, because in the article I was reading about it says some fans reckon the show accurately predicted the 22-12 final score, but it doesn't say what the score was and why are only some fans reckoning that. Like, surely that's a yes, it did or it didn't?
Okay, so...
That's true, yeah.
I mean, I can... Just stand by. I can get the photo.
Stand by, guys.
Okay.
I'll just do...
Gossip Jimmy's taken over Gossip Grace just momentarily.
Because well, it's sports gossip, so it makes sense.
Bluey State of... I'm just Googling it.
Because if they guess the exact score, that's huge.
So you can... I believe you can see it. Some people are saying that you can't...
Well, you can't make it out.
Oh, is that why it's questionable?
Yeah, but I'll show you. If you can see...
So is this a still of the...
Yeah, so that's a still of it. You can see it says 22.
22.
And then 12.
I mean, it doesn't look exactly like a 12, but yeah.
Well, that's because the dog's ear is covering it.
Yeah, so it could be...
Here, producer Grace, can you see that?
It's definitely 22 to Queensland, though. So they've definitely nailed that. 100%.
22. Oh, they might have.
Yeah.
There you go.
I believe it says 22-12. There is a dog's ear covering the 12 bit. I believe that.
Well, that is very impressive. Mm. That's spooky.
So you're saying what Grace brought not as impressive?
Yeah, well, I know it's very impressive.
She brought this to the show for us.
Yeah, I know. It's very good.
You know what? The boys are going to love this because I don't normally talk about sport, and here I am bringing some sport gossip.
Yeah, well done.
I mean, I think it's Bluey gossip, but...
Yeah.
Well, it'd
be weird if the Bluey episode came out after the Origin result going, they predicted the ending.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, friend of the show, Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern. This is an interesting one. She's come out and she said she's had to issue a stern warning to tourists about where they're doing number twos in her country. So how about this for a rule in New Zealand, which I've only just stumbled across. In New Zealand, it is legal, I repeat, it is legal, it is okay to defecate in public as long as you don't think you're being watched. That is an official law in New Zealand. You can poo anywhere as long as you are convinced no one can see you. What a great rule.
Lydia.
Well, that's the thing.
Mate, you were standing in the middle of a shopping centre. Well, I didn't think anyone could see you.
And this is the thing. This is the big argument. So apparently, recently, campers and tourists in New Zealand have been taking advantage of this law, Jim, and pooing in campsites and on the sides of streets in the open, claiming they thought nobody could see. So Jacinda Ardern, she took to the New Zealand version of the project, and this is what she said.
There is no intention to change what I consider to be basic hygiene standards. I can promise you it will not be people defecating in the street.
So she's not changing the rule, but she just wants everybody to, you know, maintain hygiene standards.
Did you...
I didn't put the music in. That was the New Zealand project.
We went from Dave Dobbins' Sloss Heaven. What was the other one?
I don't know what the other one. I think the other one was just generic music.
No, play it.
The first one. This is the first bit of music.
There is no intention to change. I think that's what I consider to be basic.
Remember
hygiene.
The Titans, maybe?
Yeah, it is a right. Song. Okay, and then, yeah, you're right. It goes into Slice of Heaven. So they love a bit of music underneath when they talk to the prime ministers of different countries, apparently. So, look, she said she's not going to change the rule, but those who defecate in public will need to provide, I love this, a reasonable explanation for believing why they weren't being watched. Otherwise, they could cop a $200 fine. Okay. $200 fine.
Do you know, is it illegal to do a number one?
I don't know. Potentially. I don't know.
I just would find it weird if it was illegal to do one, like wheeze, and then
I've got
it's
a feeling it
do.
Might be. I've got a feeling it might be similar rule,
similar
potentially.
Rule. Okay.
Yeah, because, yeah, I mean, number two is the more, you know, the one that leaves more evidence, I guess.
Yeah. Well, number one
more
just...
graphic to watch.
We need to bring producer Grace in before this.
Well, she's had the opportunity the whole time. I'm just surprised
well, I didn't
you haven't
want
come.
To just jump in.
Since when did that all start?
No, I agree. I think, look, sometimes when you got to go, you got to go. What? And it's nice that that's not illegal, but I feel like you can't just, you know, sit down on the street.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you've got to pick up after your dog, you should probably pick up after yourself.
So bring a little doggy bag for yourself and a little human bag.
Just
well.
So you know, when like people walk their dog and they've got a little bag in their hand. Mm. It's like, well, if I am in New Zealand, I'm going to be like, is that human or is that dog? Is that yours or the?
Well, that's the thing. It's allowed. You're allowed to do it, but you're so right, Grace. When you got to go, you got to go. Which is why I want to ask the question. This the country. This question. 13 10 60. When did you have to do a number two? When did you had to do it, regardless of where you were? I know, particularly for me, I had to do one in the Sistine Chapel, producer Grace, in the Vatican.
Isn't
it
the
Sistine
Chapel?
Yeah.
Sistine? See, I just didn't want to say 16 Chapel. Grace, how do you say it?
Sistine Chapel.
Sistine. I put a th on the end.
Sistine. Yeah. I've never been to Europe, so I don't know what it's called, but I don't think it's that.
I remember I had to do one.
Just to confirm, in the toilet at the Sistine Chapel, you didn't just go on the floor.
No, I didn't just do my own artwork.
Like a bad boy told you not to go on the floor of the Sistine Chapel.
No, I didn't do my own Michelangelo on the floor. You can look down and up in the chapel. No, I had to go to the bathroom, but I remember I felt so bad. It was like a God-fearing poo. You know what I mean? I felt like I had to do a confession afterwards. That's why because it's like a sacred place. You know what I mean?
I'm not familiar with the religion and the world.
But it's like a sacred
place. So you felt bad?
I felt bad that because it wasn't nice because we'd had a big night the night
You'd
before.
You'd been some sort of drinking?
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was a boys' Europe trip. You know what it's like.
Why were you going to the Sistine Chapel?
Because
the
16th chapel. It was the 16th one they made.
You've been 15 chapels already and you went, boys, I think we need to go to one.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
You got Jimmy Nath. Remember, you can get the podcast whenever, guys. Just type in Jimmy Nath into the listener app, Apple Podcasts, and also Spotify. It is there. We had to show a guy how to do that yesterday as well. He's now got it a few different avenues. All right, we just asked the question, 13 10 60. When did you need to do a number two? This is after New Zealand Prime Minister, friend of the show, Jacinda Ardern. She has issued a stern warning to tourists about doing number twos in her country in public because it is legal. I couldn't believe this. It is legal in New Zealand to defecate in public as long as you don't think you're being watched. And you've got to prove it to people.
I'd love to know the number two rules around the world.
No, you're so right.
If you have time.
Yeah, there's a whole segment in that, isn't there? Mm. A regular segment.
Yeah, you give me the country. just one off next week, maybe. You give me the country. And then I have to guess legal or not legal.
Yes, I love that. That's good.
Even if we don't do it on the show, just you and me.
It could be like a personal thing that you and I do for fun.
People always ask, what did Jimmy Nath do? We just still do radio games when we're hanging out together.
Over dinner. We're just testing it. Hey, you're not going to believe what happens in Sweden.
Our partners hate it.
Bianca from Melbourne. Hi, Bianca. We got you there?
Yes.
Okay, Bianca, I can hear you already laughing. Where did you need to do a number two?
A bush behind Rod Laver Arena.
Oh, quite public. Were you at an event, Bianca?
I was. I was at a concert and I was pregnant at the time. Was not going to make the walk to the station.
That's fair. Did anyone spot you, Bianca?
No, I had two friends guarding the bush.
Oh, good friends.
That's good. Poop guarders. I love those people. Great people. What concert were you at, B?
Drake.
At Drake. So, you got through the entire concert, B?
I did.
Yeah. It wasn't just, and just to confirm, B, it wasn't Drake that made you.
No.
We love Drake. We love Drake.
No, we love Drake. Yeah.
Love him.
Well, that's why she loved him so much. She held on the whole time. Thank you, Bianca. Maddie from Brizzy. Hi, Matt.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, mate. You going all right?
For a Sunday, not too bad.
For a Sunday, yeah.
A few dusty heads this morning.
Maddie, where did you need to do a number two?
I was a young fellow. I was 24, and we were on a night out on a Kentucky tour in Greece, and we're doing a sailing bit of the trip. Oh. And 20 euro cent Amstel beers, and Greek food didn't sit too well, and I was just hanging off the back of the sailing boat. I didn't need any toilet paper because, you know, it was washing as it was going.
But
it was
the beauty of the Mediterranean.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Nath, Netflix has announced users will soon be able to sign up for a cheaper version of their service, but with ads. Now, we have talked about this a while ago on the show. There was more rumours, but this is now confirmed. Netflix said it's a while off, but they're partnering with Microsoft for a new ad-supported subscription plan. So they've come out and said, we're going to do this. It is real, because there were a lot of rumors going around for a while. They've said this will be happening. They haven't given a time frame, but the New York Times.
Oh, reliable source. Yeah.
They've said they know that it will be available by the end of 2022.
Do you reckon they know because they're going to get ads in there? They might be number. They've been approached.
How do you guys know?
I don't know. Who knows? But for some reason, you're halfway through Squid Games, and all of a sudden, they're like, "Make sure you go and read the New York Times
for our review of Squid Games." So Netflix has a total of 221.6 million global subscribers.
Huge.
I know that us as a team, myself, Nath, you, and producer Grace, we all watch Netflix. So let's. Why don't we do a quick just around the room to figure out who's. Who's paying?
Mm.
And so, Nath, who do you have? Is it your own?
I think I pay for Netflix. I can't remember. We've got all the streaming services, so I don't know which one I pay for.
I think that's my KO and my Disney+.
Is that your KO? Yeah, but that's what I mean. We collective. Between you, me, and Meg.
But it's okay, so you don't know if it's you or what.
Oh, I don't know if I'm Netflix or Stan. It's Meg's login, but I don't know whose bank account details is on it.
Okay. You just pay.
All
you
I know is this.
You don't check your bank account.
For it, mate. You know what I mean? If the money comes out, I don't notice.
Producer Grace?
My dad pays for our family Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who pays for mine. Grace's dad.
You've got a Jace login, which is nice. Do you know which one that he pays for, Grace? Because there's three. So there's the basic one, which is $10.99 per month here in Australia. There's the second one, which is high def streaming. That's $16.99. And then you have the $22.99 per month, which gets you all the bells and whistles and multiple logins.
That'd be Jay, sure.
Oh, I'm guessing it's the top one. Dad loves like gadgets and little logins for things. Like he just loves to be across that. So I'm guessing it's the top one.
Well, he's a tech guy. So
he is.
He's probably hacked in.
Well, I mean, Nate's not sure who pays. Grace is not paying. I don't know if this question is for you guys.
What a successful exercise. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I pay for the top one. My girlfriend logs in, I log in, and my mum logs in.
Okay, great. Yeah.
But would you guys be interested in an ad version of Netflix?
No, I don't think so.
No, not if my dad's paying.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Got some, can you get me some sad music? Do you have sad music
there? Sad music, I can do that. How's that?
Nath, according to a new ranking from the latest Time Out Index, out of 53 of the world's biggest cities, Sydney, our friends in Sydney, well, actually not our friends in Sydney.
Oh.
They came out as the third worst on the planet for making new friends.
Oh. Does that mean we're antisocial or we just don't like meeting new people in Sydney?
Okay, a little from column A.
Yeah, probably.
According to the survey, three quarters of respondents said trying to make a friend in the Harbour City was near impossible, while 71% said finding a hookup was just as difficult.
Right, okay. So it's friends and it's also like
everything.
One-night friends.
We just can't meet people.
What's going on?
People
of Sydney.
People of Sydney just...
You guys okay? What's going on, guys?
Yeah.
Look, I know you guys have copped a bit of rain recently.
Now, look, I'm gonna go to you first, Nate.
Okay.
As the most friends of the team.
Yeah, sure.
And Grace, you know I'm coming to you next.
So be ready. Be ready to list mum, dog.
No. I'm not going to ask that. I'm going to ask you tips for making friends.
Tips for making friends. Okay. Just first impressions. First impressions are a big one.
Yep.
So when you see people for the first time, be happy to see them. Ask questions. Don't be there and talk about yourself.
Okay. Give me some examples. Unless they ask.
Hey, how are you? My name's Nath. What do you do for work? Or what do you do for a living? You know, whereabouts do you live? Try and find some similar things.
Hmm.
And if you don't like anything they're saying, just agree with them.
Just lie.
Just lie and go, yes, absolutely. I 100% love that.
So as the person in the show, Nath, with the most friends, there's some great tips.
Mm.
Okay, Producer Grace, with the least amount of friends, what are some things to avoid?
Okay, look.
She doesn't know.
Just that's... for the record.
It's us. Colleague friends.
I would recommend, I don't know what to avoid, but I would recommend joining a team of sorts.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't ask for recommendations, mate. I said things to avoid.
And also, well, you've never joined a team before.
I have. I joined a musical cast. And I made friends there.
You joined an ensemble. Fun. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes, that's a team.
Yeah.
So that was fun. I would recommend leaving the house also, because I tend to not... And then I'm like, why am I so lonely?
Well, you love to sleep.
Things to avoid would be staying at your house.
Yes.
With your dog.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, no, but yeah, taking the dog out, dog parks would be a perfect place.
Yeah,
Grace,
surely you've met people when you've taken Bailey out.
I have, but then, like, I don't know, like, what do I talk to these people about? Like, I've just met them.
Well, Nate gave you some examples.
But I think the thing is, Grace's dog is also antisocial. Like, yeah. I don't think Bailey actually likes other dogs, does he?
No, he goes down to the dog park and he's like, all the dogs are playing and he's just standing next to me looking like, what's going on there?
That's what Grace does when she hangs out with me and she just looks at other humans and goes, what's going on there?
Growls, barks, and then pees on a tree. That's the...
Which is legal in New Zealand.
Absolutely. Mm.
So, look, I want to try something.
Okay.
I want to ask, on 13 10 60, are you from Sydney? Because we want to try and be your friend. Because I believe that this study's wrong.
Right,
I believe Australia is one of the most friendliest places in the world.
Sydney included.
Mm-hmm. So, I think as a team, and we know what to do from Nath, we know what to avoid from Producer Grace.
Yep. So don't call us from bed with your dog.
So, as a team,
okay.
I think what I'd love, if you're from Sydney, give us a call 13 10 60. We're going to try and be your friend.
Right, okay. And then what? Do they have to decide whether or not we're friends? Or
yes.
It's got to be a collective decision.
They give us a yay or no.
Okay.
Well, also us too.
Yeah, absolutely. They can't say yes and we get, no, don't want to be your mate.
Maybe we're not into it, but we will try.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nath, just ask 13 10 60, are you from Sydney? Because we want to try and be your friend.
And we're friendly people.
So no one told you that.
Oh, we're losing friends.
Yes, this is according to a new ranking from the latest Time Out Index. And out of 53 of the biggest cities around the world, Sydney came third worst on the planet for making new friends. I don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it. Sydney people are some of the most friendly people. Well, not according to this.
So Australia, I believe, is full of friendly people. But Nathan, we're going to try and make some friends.
All right, let's go to Brooke. Brooke from Sydney. Hello, Brooke. We got you there.
Yes, how are you?
We're good, Brooke. Do you consider yourself a friendly person?
I'm a pretty friendly person, yes. Okay.
You consider you probably got a lot of friends? You think you got a lot of friends, Brooke?
I sure do.
Okay.
Room for a couple more, Brooke?
There's always room for more.
That's a good attitude.
I like that.
An open attitude. Brooke, what do you do for a living?
I own my own business, so I work with a lot of different people, which I love.
Oh, stop it. We also love people. How good's people?
What are you up to? What are you up to this morning, Brooke? What are you doing?
I'm actually driving to work at the moment. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm going to work.
Okay. We'll go get a bite to eat or a coffee? What do you drink? What do you eat?
Catch up.
I've just had a coffee, but I could go another one.
What's your coffee order?
It's a small double shot mocha.
Okay.
Because Nate loves a cappuccino.
Fine.
You love a bit of chocolate.
It's like somewhere in the middle.
Brooke, I love a small, strong latte, so it's sort of middle of
Brooke,
our
what
drinks.
About it? Can we order you a sweet treat as well? You want a little sweet treat? We can hang out as friends.
Sure. I'll have a caramel slice.
Caramel slice?
Caramel, do you mind if we share that?
Sure, I'll go halves with you.
What's your favourite music artist? Who do you love to listen to?
Look, I don't discriminate. I'll listen to anything.
God, you are very easy going.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. How about this? I'm going to give you a scenario, Brooke. It's 3 a.m. I can't get into my house. I need somewhere to stay. You're right to pick me up.
I'm a mum, so I would definitely pick you up.
Brooke, do you want to be friends?
Yes!
Yes! Wow!
What do we... To make this official, Brooke, you got to go follow us at Jimmy Nath on Instagram. Let's tee up a time to go have a mocha and a little caramel slice, okay?
Done.
You right to shout that, Brooke, as mates?
Yep, done.
Oh! It was another test. This
gets
she
better
passed.
And better.
All right, Robin from Mount Druitt in Sydney. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, Robin. You got many friends?
I've got lots of friends, but I like making more.
That's good.
So you think this study about people from Sydney is wrong, Robin?
I think that people are more friendly up here.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Mount Druitt,
right, that's
beautiful
good.
Part of the world.
Yeah, I love Mount Druitt. All right, Robin, what do you like to do on weekends?
If I'm not working, it's with family or friends. Yeah, catching up.
What do you love to drink or eat, Robin?
I'm a wine drinker, and then I drink, and then I'm onto me beer.
Wine
I'm a real lady.
Oh, no, we love that,
Rob. No, we love that.
Just pour it all in a cup.
As long as you don't mix them together. Robin, do you like watching the footy or anything?
I try and understand it, but yeah. I have no idea what they're doing.
But you'll give it a go, though, Rob.
Yeah, yeah.
What about if we're going to come over and have a few bevvies, have the footy on, what are we going to order, Robin? What are we going to eat?
Oh... would have to be pronto pizza.
Pizza. Yeah. I love that.
Hey, Robin, I'm down a couple of $100. I've got a fine that I need to pay. As mates, you know that. Obviously, I'll pay you back. You right to transfer me that money?
Yeah, all right. Ah! I just got my tax returns, so okay.
Robin.
Same thing, Robin. You've got to hit us up on the Instagram at Jimmy Nath. We'll come around, have a drink, watch the footy, have some pizza.
And you can give me that money, okay? All right, finally, Nick from Sydney. G'day, Nick.
Hey, it's Nikki, actually.
Oh, hello, Nick. Sorry. Nikki. Sorry to get that wrong.
No, you said Nikki.
No drama.
Sorry,
Nikki. I was just calling to give you guys a tip on how to make friends. As an old lady myself, I'm 35 this year, and I use the hashtags on Instagram to find friends in my niche area. So, for example, I'm in an over-30s skateboarding group for people who are just learning to skateboard, and I've made heaps of friends through hashtags.
Okay, so what hashtag did you look for to find the over-30s skateboarder?
Okay. Hashtag beginner skateboarder, and then you have to go through all of the, like, you know, really good 5-year-olds and be like, not you guys. And then, like, hashtag over 30s skateboarding, and my skateboarding club is called the Cautious 30s. So,
and how many friends have you
made
through? How many friends do you reckon, Nikki?
I've met up with, like, 4 or 5 girls in Sydney, and I'm actually meeting up with someone in Melbourne who I met through the group as well. So there you go.
Jeez.
Friends all over the shop. Friends raining from the sky. Too many friends.
Well, Nikki, I need you to go to Instagram, look up hashtag Jimmy and Nath.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Stay organised just by asking Alexa. Set reminders, create lists, add calendar events and more. Find out more at amazon.com.au/Alexa.
Joke Sundays are here to stay. We can't wait to have a laugh with you. We do have Dad Joke Sundays, yeah.
Oh, Dad. Oh, Dad.
Yes, it is time for Dad Joke Sundays. Just give us a call, 131060, and let us know your joke. And Nath, what are the good people going to get?
This is huge. Amazon Echo Smart Speakers. If you want one of those, these are huge. These are awesome. If you want one of those, all you need to do is deliver a dad joke. The beauty about a dad joke, Jim, is A, it doesn't actually need to be funny, and B, you don't need to be a dad to deliver it.
It's in the dictionary. I have the definition here. It's a noun, informal. An unoriginal or unfunny joke of a type supposedly typed by middle-aged or older men, but can be told by any gender.
And this is the beauty of dad jokes, isn't it, as well? And also, this is a fun thing. We haven't introduced these yet, but if you have an Amazon, right, and you want to hear more dad jokes, all you need to do is say to your Amazon Alexa, Alexa, open Dad Joke Sundays, and you'll get us telling jokes. We've recorded a shitload of jokes.
Reminds you, I think we have to actually record some more.
Yeah, they want even more, but there are hundreds on there. And if you want to hear some jokes and you do have your Amazon Alexa smart speaker already, all you need to do is say, Alexa, tell me a joke, and we will be there. You can get a joke whenever you want.
Get a joke whenever you want.
What a party trick, guys.
And look, I mean, it is the perfect time, though, now. You know, Sunday morning, we're all a little bit dusty. You probably had a big night last night, gave an old nearly nudge. But this is just the best way. You know, I mean, Sundays are like, oh, we start getting Sunday scaries. We're thinking about Monday, tomorrow, start of the working week. So, yeah, just give us a call, 131060. Share your joke with Australia. Let's all get us laughing. A little bit of a hee-hee.
A little bit of a ha-ha.
A little bit of a hoo-hoo.
A little bit of a
ha-ha. A little bit of a ha-ha.
If you want an Amazon Echo smart speaker, 131060. We need your dad jokes, Australia.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Yeah, it's all thanks to Amazon Alexa. Of course, stay organised just by asking Alexa, guys, set reminders, create lists, add calendar events and more. Find out more at amazon.com.au/Alexa. We even have Alexa here in the studio, Jim, so she reacts. She reacts to people's jokes as well. I don't control her. No. She just hears the joke and she reacts as well, so to add a little bonus.
Alexa is her own woman.
She is. She don't need no man.
She don't need no man. Now, look, before we go to the phones, Nath, I've got two. I mean, one. I'll do one. If you want a second one, let me know.
Okay, sure.
It is a James Bond themed joke.
Okay.
I think you're going to enjoy this one.
You're looking at me like you're pretty happy with this one.
This one is just for you.
Okay,
for those who don't know, Nath loves James Bond.
I do.
Nath, why doesn't James Bond fart in bed?
Why doesn't James Bond fart in bed? I don't know why.
Because he doesn't want to blow his cover.
That, look, it was great. I loved it. I loved it. Does Alexa like fart jokes? I don't know. Let's have a listen.
P.U. Now that's a stinker.
Well, we know.
Oh, I don't want to blow my cover.
All right, well, yeah, give me another one. That was good. That was good. I loved it.
Nath, did you know, this is very interesting, this is a fact, it's not a joke at all.
That's good,
it's
I
just
love
a fact.
Because we're rated E for educational.
E for everyone. they don't allow loud laughing. So you're like, they don't allow loud laughing in Hawaii.
In Hawaii?
No loud laughing.
No loud laughing, what's that? I don't know.
Well, they only allow aloha.
Here comes the Rufflecopter.
Alexa loved that.
Just a very low ha. Aloha.
Very good from you. Well done. Alexa didn't love both of them, but I certainly did.
Fart jokes aren't for everyone, are they?
No, but they're certainly for me, mate. You know, you can guarantee a laugh. All right, let's go to Alice from Rockdale. Alice, have we got you there?
Yes, you do.
Okay, Alice, you got a dad joke for us?
What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie?
What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie? I don't know, Alice, what?
Sophisticated.
Oh, that's good. Let's go to Alexa.
That's more than a low. That's a troll low, 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 low. Oh.
No, that's Alexa's not telling the jokes, Alice. She's laughing at you. All right, well done. That's good. We're one from one so far. Marky from the Gold Coast. G'day, Mark.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're good, mate. You got a dad joke for us?
I do have a dad joke for you, yes. What did the elephant do when he stood on a grape?
What did the elephant do when he stood on a grape? What's that, Mark?
He let off a little wine.
That is so good.
That is good.
That is very good.
That's very good.
Let's go to Alexa. What do you think of Mark's joke, Alexa?
That's one for the Dad Joke Hall of Fame.
That is a very good joke, Mark. I really
enjoyed
that.
Mark. You're in the Dad Joke Hall of Fame, according to Alexa. You're going to put us out of a job, mate.
Mate, that's awesome.
What, to put us out of a job? All right, let's go to Brett. Let's go to Brett from Wodonga. Go to Bretty, we got ya?
Yeah, mate, you got me?
Yeah, you got a dad joke for us?
I have.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Last week, the lady that invented cherry bread died.
Say that again, Brett?
Lady that invented fairy bread died last week.
The lady who invented fairy bread died last week. Oh, that's not good news. Yeah, okay.
But there was hundreds of thousands at a funeral.
Hear ye, hear ye. That was Dad Joke Royalty.
Well done, Brady. That's good.
I have no idea what Brett said.
I love it. You smiled and laughed.
Smile and laugh. You know, mate. That's what you just do. That.
There was hundreds of thousands at the funeral.
Not
for you. Christine from Tassie. Hi, Christine.
Oi, oi, boys. How you going?
Oi, oi, Christine. Thank you for using the official greeting of the Jimmy and Nath Show. Now, Christine, I don't want to give you too much pressure, but so far Alexa has liked all our callers' jokes. So this is the final joke. Are you feeling confident?
Absolutely. I made Grace giggle, so I'm in.
Okay.
Well, that's good, and that's hard to do.
It is. Grace would not have liked my James Bond fart joke.
Not at all, but I loved it, mate, and I got you. Don't worry about it. All right, Christine from Tassie, hit us with a joke.
Okay. Three Irishmen in the pub called Mick, Pat and Tat. The barman says, "You all related?" Mick says, "Yeah, we're triplets." Barman says, "Triplets? How come you and Pat are 6 foot tall? Pat's only 4 foot tall." "Well," says Mick, "me and Pat were breastfed, so there was no tit for tat."
Wow, that was phenomenal. Alexa loved it. Christine,
that's very good.
I'll be honest, I was getting nervous when they were set up, but you know what? You delivered it perfectly, Christine. You're scoring yourself an Amazon Echo Smart Speaker, okay?
Hey, cool, guys. Thanks a lot.
Good on you, Christine. Love that. That's good.
I mean, just my personal opinion. Hey, guys, it's Jimmy. Christine's joke. Up there. That's probably one of my favourite ever jokes we've had.
Phenomenal. One of the greatest jokes of all time.
That's in Jimmy's Joke Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Alexa's Joke Hall of Fame. They're different halls.
Sounds like you're coming. Mark was coming for our jobs. You're coming for Alexa's job.
I'm coming for Alexa's job.
She might not be here next week.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Yep, it's time for the show rating. This is where we rate the show out of 10 and give our reasons why. I'll kick things off. I'm giving the show a 9 out of 10 because, I mean, I really love that joke there, tit for tat. That's in Jimmy's Hall of Fame.
So good.
I love making new friends on the show. We did that because apparently Sydney's bad at making friends. And I also enjoyed that we had a little bit of gossip about Bluey. I'm a big fan of Bluey, and it was also gossip about State of Origin. So that's a 9 out of 10 for me.
It's for that.
And that's sports gossip for you too.
Yeah.
It's also the reason why I'm giving it a 9 out of 10, because producer Grace, notorious non-sport enjoyer / watcher, and you managed to bring that to the show and deliver it very well, producer Grace. Well
done. Thank you so much.
Outside of your comfort zone, I tell you.
Exactly. And that's what I'm about. I'm about pushing myself, and that's why I'm giving this show a 10.
Oh, producer Grace. 10 out of 10.
That's
well done.
It's going to be tough.
Maybe that was too generous. Maybe not.
Don't change it.
We haven't had a 10 in a while.
Yeah, I can't believe you gave that a 10.
10, yeah.
We had a 10 last week.
Did we?
Yeah, well, that's been a while. It's a week.
It's a week, yeah. Because we had the late night shows, you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's a whole week. It's 7 days.
Yeah.
7 days.
As Craig David famously said, that's 7 days, guys.
Yeah, as Craig David famously said, we made love on Wednesday.
Chilled on Friday.
Took a break on Sunday.
Saturday.
How does it go, producer Grace?
I couldn't tell you. I'm so sorry.
We made love on Wednesday.
And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday. Yeah, that's we chilled on Sunday.
Yeah.
You guys just want to chill.
Well, we've had so much sex.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. Grab them on Listener. That's where you get the podcast. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss. Come on.